everyone. Welcome back. And today we're doing a travel talk. I'm on Vancouver Beach with my good friend Mami from Japan. We've swapped places, kind of lost in translation style. I've been living in Asia for the last number of quite a few years, and she's been living in Vancouver. And we talk today about the cost of living, the lifestyles, and which is a better city overall, life in North America or life in Asia. It's a pretty interesting talk. If you're ever interested in visiting any of these places, Vancouver is ranked one of the top two cities pretty much every year by Time Magazine as the best cities to live in. And Tokyo is just such a unique, explosive, diverse, crazy, fun, just wild city. And so we kind of merge them together, and you'll be interested to hear what we come up with. So enjoy the show, and see you on the next one. All right. Welcome to another episode of Self-Developed Life. We are here on the beach in downtown Vancouver, English Bay, and I have a very special guest and a good friend of mine, Mami.
Hello.
From Tokyo, and has been living in Vancouver for a number of years. And we're actually going to just talk about the lifestyle and the transition of doing a kind of working holiday visa, permanent residency, going from Asia to North America. And she'll be moving to the US here shortly. I'll just give our folks watching on YouTube a quick view of where we're at here if you've never been to Vancouver. As you can see, it's a beautiful, beautiful place and rated one of the top cities in the world. And I used to just live in one of these buildings right over here when I used to live here. So I just flew back from Asia yesterday, and it was like a 20-hour trip. And I slept for 14 hours last night and just down here at the beach trying to relax and hang out and reconnected with a good friend of mine. So Mami, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a couple minutes from relaxing on the beach here to chat about your life here in one of the best cities in the world, coming from one of my favorite cities in the world, Tokyo. So maybe just talk about what made you leave Tokyo and come here to Vancouver.
So I was working as hair colorist in Japan for 8 years, and then I wanted to have that experience at hair colorist in like out of Japan. So first I wanted to have working holiday visa in Canada. So my goal is going to New York City. So I just choose here, it's close to the US, that's all.
Okay, and how long have you been in Vancouver for?
Almost 3 years.
3 years, and what have you been doing here for work-wise?
Oh, sorry?
What have you been doing for work?
Work? It's the same hair colorist.
Hair colorist for the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. And how has your life, and it was interesting because before we started here, you were saying how you feel you've personally changed a lot from kind of the fast-paced Asian big city Tokyo life to more the beach laid-back lifestyle of a West Coast city here in North America.
So Tokyo is quite a busy city, so I just walking so hard almost every day. Like 10 hours. So I didn't have enough time enjoying the summer, sunshine, beaches. So just just enjoying the shopping, that's all.
Is that why, you know, you go to a city like Tokyo or Seoul in Korea, and you can see a big difference with the fashion.
Yeah.
You know, the men and women really dress, you know, pretty high end. And is that because that's kind of their way to, I guess, unwind? They go shopping and make themselves up look really nice.
And also, Japanese people just think about how do I look from the other people. That's the biggest thing
really?
For the women.
So the women are competitive to look better than the other women?
It's naturally.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you think that's a healthy thing?
No, I don't think so.
So coming here now, would you say you're happier here, healthier?
Healthier, happier, enjoying much better.
Okay. Yeah. So how about in the future? Do you think you'll ever go back to live in a city like Tokyo or like?
Not sure yet. but I like to stay in here.
Okay, but you're leaving here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'm gonna miss here, especially summertime.
Yeah, yeah. But you said your goal was to go to New York. I feel New York and Tokyo are very similar.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah. So I just told you, so Japanese people more competitive. Competitive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think New York is the most like competitive city in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mix city, right? So people doesn't matter who I am.
Oh, yeah. And how about for other people that might be sitting in a city like Tokyo or Seoul? What advice would you give them? Would you say they should try and get out of that lifestyle and routine? And
It's hard to say. If I in Japan, I wouldn't say like this. So I never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge for you leaving for 3 years being here?
Living in English situation.
Oh, so English language?
Yeah. So I have to talk about with my customer and like everything. It's changing a lot and challenging a lot.
Challenging.
Yeah.
In Tokyo, how's the English level there for people that are thinking about going to Tokyo to maybe travel or something?
I can say zero, almost zero.
Zero. I agree. I've been to Japan three or four times.
Yeah.
Actually, four times.
But getting better, I guess.
Getting better.
Like, yeah. In 2 years, it's going to be Olympics, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Interesting. Mm. So, as far as cost of living, everyone says Vancouver is one of the top, you know, most expensive cities in the world. And people always say Tokyo is one of the most expensive cities in the world. Mm. Which city is more expensive?
Here,
Vancouver.
I can say here.
Why and how?
First, tip culture.
Oh, tip culture.
Yeah. So we don't have tip culture in Japan.
So, yeah. So maybe for the Japanese people watching or people from Asia, what is tip culture?
So we have to pay, like at server and like our hair colorist, hairstylist at for the service, like hospitality.
Yeah, hospitality. So it's pretty crazy. Like even my buddy was saying how like you go to like a convenience store and buy a bottle of water, and if you pay with your credit card, there's like an option to tip for like, you know, buying a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So it is pretty outrageous here. Mm. And same thing in Korea. Like there's no tax, no tipping.
Mm.
So like, you know, if a meal is like, you know, $10, it's $10.
Yeah.
Not like 12.79 or something.
Mm.
So I find that too, definitely coming back the last couple of days here, like I kind of forgot how expensive things are because of that. But also, how about cost of living, rent? Tokyo is notorious for being one of the most expensive cities to live in. So let's maybe talk about rent.
So I'm living in a share house right now. So I just pay like $500, something like that.
$500, so, and how many roommates do you have?
Two
roommates.
So including me, three.
So three people in the house, and you all have your own room?
Yes, my bedroom. And then we have to share a kitchen and bathroom.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's in Kitsilano. So for folks watching on the YouTube channel, if you're not watching the YouTube channel, you can go to just my name, Quentin Carlin, www.youtube.com/QuentinCarlin, and see the video. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can also check out and download the podcast at iTunes or Spotify, Self-Developed Life. So Kitsilano, one of the most expensive areas in the whole city. But, you know, you've got a good deal because you're living in a shared house.
Mm-hmm.
How about if someone wanted to live alone in Vancouver? One bedroom.
One bedroom. Like studio type?
No, not studio. Like one bedroom.
One bedroom. I don't know. In downtown, it's going to be 15?
More.
More?
Yeah. I was looking, like, yeah. Like my place behind here... Yeah. 8 years ago when I was living here on the beach, it was almost $1,600 a month for a one bedroom, but it had awesome ocean view, it was really big. But now it would be easily over $2,000.
Oh my God.
Basically all downtown apartments in Vancouver are about $2,000, which is crazy. So how about in Tokyo?
Tokyo, it depends on the area in Tokyo, but really close to the heart of Tokyo, and one bedroom, it's like almost $1,000.
$1,000 for one bedroom.
One bedroom.
But how big, like square feet? Because I know Asia style,
Like
Hong Kong, Seoul, Tokyo.
So I don't know how my scale fit, but really, really tight.
Really tight.
Yeah.
So that might be like a studio apartment here.
Yeah. And then you have to pay hydro.
How much is hydro?
Like 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how about partying, nightlife?
Nightlife.
What's better?
Tokyo.
Of course, yeah, Tokyo is unbelievable. Right, so yeah. Tokyo for sure.
Yeah, open 24 hours.
24, that's what I noticed like last night. Like, you know, walking around.
Yeah.
Like 1 a.m, everything is kind of like closed here, shutting down. Even restaurants close really early here. Mm-hmm. Whereas in, you know, Japan, Korea, it's just freaking 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
People are lining up at clubs at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, you know, I feel as soon as I got here, I just felt I could just breathe again, you know, like even I felt like last night walking around, I was walking so fast,
yeah.
Right? Just walking so fast because you just get caught up in this fast paced, big city kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Whereas here, the West Coast, beach city, it's more like laid back, everything's slower. But yeah. So any last, one of the things I love the most is the sushi. Where's better, sushi here or in Tokyo? I know you don't like it.
Yeah, but totally different. Sushi is sushi, only in Japan.
But here, I met up with my buddy John yesterday.
Yeah.
I had 22,
roll.
22
it's
rolls.
Sushi.
Yeah, but we call it sushi here.
Okay.
So 22 rolls of sushi, like California roll, yam roll, tuna roll,
for
$8.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
So how about in Tokyo, sushi?
So actually, I never been any sushi place in Japan.
You're not real Japanese. You're fired. You're not real Japanese person.
So I cannot say anything about sushi.
All right. Well, I'm getting hungry, so I say we go grab some food. Anything last you want to say to people? Maybe some people considering doing what you did that are in Japan or Hong Kong or something like that to go to a North American big city.
Like 3 years ago when I was in Japan, I just worry about everything, English, money, and visa. But when I get here, it's everything okay, just challenging.
Right, so you're glad you did it?
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like we kind of switched position. I went from living here to going to Asia for like the last 7 years or something. And yeah, I'm definitely glad I did it. It was like, you know, like you said, outside of my comfort zone, the language I still don't understand. But you know, you just make it happen, and when you get outside your comfort zone, you know, that's when doors open and experiences happen and gives you more confidence.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a good thing looking back instead of just the people that have never really left their neighborhood or country or whatever. You know, at the end of their life, they're probably like, oh, I wish I did that or tried that. So I think it's good to experiment, explore, and enjoy. Good?
Hi.
Hi. So let's close up by saying a couple Japanese phrases. So what do you want to teach people? Some common, good, easy Japanese phrase.
Oh, like useful?
Yeah. So what's hello?
Konnichiwa.
Exactly. Konnichiwa. What's thank you?
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Exactly. Arigatou gozaimasu. What's goodbye?
Sayonara.
Sayonara. And what else? What's my name? Or like how to introduce yourself, your name. I am.
Watashi no namae wa Mami desu.
Watashi
no.
Watashi no.
Namae wa. Mami desu.
Mami desu.
Hai.
Hai. And height is yes.
Yeah.
And what's no?
No.
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 Yeah. All right. There you go. There's your little Japanese lesson, everyone. Until next time, sayonara. Sayonara from downtown English Bay, Vancouver. And hope to see you in the next episode. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great day or evening wherever you are. And go enjoy the beautiful life. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Wasn't that awesome? I told you it was going to be a great episode. Thanks so much for tuning in till the end. We really, really appreciate it. Go ahead, share this out. hit somebody up that would really benefit from it. Share this, subscribe. Go ahead. Also, like I said in the beginning, if you would like a one-on-one conversation with me, email me QuentinCarlin@gmail.com or fill out the calendar link to schedule in a call. And before you forget, go over to iTunes right now, leave a 5-star review and an honest comment. What do you think of the show? What do you think of the interviews, the content? Really appreciate it. Go out there, make a great day. See you on the next episode coming this week. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.